اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters. This is Habibullah Fasihzadeh with the Let's Recite the Quran Kareem series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Thank you so much for joining us. Inshallah, can you say hello to our sisters and brothers?
Hello.
Hello.
Salam alaikum.
Salam.
Salam.
How are you? Are you good?
And on behalf of them, I say alaikum assalam. Okay, inshallah. So our sisters and brothers, thank you so much for being with us, having this kind of classes. I mean, level one, and now we are, alhamdulillah, in level two. So come to this. There are six words that they have the waw mad, the oo sound, but we don't have to produce oo sound.
Why?
Oo sound?
No, oo. Just oo.
Yes, I say oo.
Okay, man, how to say?
Yeah.
They say that do not stretch my sound. I have the oo sound, I have the stretching sound, but do not stretch me. There are six words.
Yeah.
Always, whenever in the Quran, in any ayah you see them, you don't have to stretch the sound. For example, in Surah Al-Baqarah, we have أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. It's written Alif on the top of Alif Hamza, on the top of Hamza, Dhamma, so
Yes.
Then
yes.
It's followed by Waw Sakin. So that's the case. We gotta stretch the sound. No. Remember that there are six words. You don't have to stretch their sound.
Here, aqimul wazna. We can't do for mu because the next word lam is.
That is the next case that I wanted to say.
It's sakin.
Great.
Ulaika ala hudam min rabbihim wa ulaika humul muflihun.
Sometimes, yeah. This waw maddi, alif maddi, ya maddi, sometimes they are silent letters as well.
Yeah.
That when they are followed by alif and la. Okay? Aqimu, if it was there wasn't any alif lam al wazna, okay? So we would stretch the sound. But aqimu, we'll talk about it now. There are six words. Remember that these six words are like this, okay? So we have one. Uli, the word uli, okay? It can come in different parts of the Quran, we have it. So uli, it's written uli, but you gotta pronounce it uli.
Uli.
How, Mahdi? Uli. Uli.
Is it because
without waw?
Is there. Oh, yeah, because there's the ma.
The six exceptions are there, okay?
But, if it's uli but without a waw,
you gotta read it without the waw.
Yeah, uli. So like it can either be, it's either read that way or there's a dhamma.
There is a dhamma, but you gotta read it without waw. You don't have to stretch the sound. So like we have the in the Quran, uli ba'asin shadidin, uli ba. You gotta read this uli ba'asin with waw maddi. But the rule says no, it's an exception. You gotta read it this way, uli ba. Uli ba's Uli ba uli. Not say uli no. Uli ba sin shadid. All right. The first word. What is the first word Minha is saying? Uli is pronounced uli.
Uli.
Without the vowel. Li has the stretching sound, but the u doesn't have the stretching sound. Next one, ulu. These six words are kind of the same, okay? They are close to one another.
Ulu.
They are friends.
Ulu.
Uli. Next one.
Ulu.
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 Ulu. But you gotta pronounce it without wow at the beginning. Ulu.
Ulu.
Ulu al-albab.
Ulu al-albab.
وما يتذكر إلا
Ulu al-albab.
Ulu al-albab. Ulu al-albab. No. So if you say Ulu al-albab, the meaning maybe it will not be understandable. Ulu al-albab. No. Okay. وما يتذكر إلا أولو الألباب. Not أولو الألباب. No, 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 no. أولو الألباب. So this is the second word.
أفمن يعلم أن ما أنزل إليك من ربك الحق كمن هو أعمى إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب.
The first word.
Sure. If you say أولو الألباب. Bab means door in Arabic.
Ah, no, bab also means wisdom.
And what?
Not that bab.
Bab means okay? Door, I think.
Yeah, bab means door.
Yeah, bab means door. Bab is an English name as well. So the second word was Ulu. Uli. Ulu. Remember? So your name is Mr. Ulu. His name is Mr. Ulu. I mean, Uli, Ulu. Okay? So let's give them names too.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
There are some other words.
Yeah,
the next word is ulati.
Ulati.
They are both ulati.
Ulati.
Yeah, they are easy. I told you they are kind of the same. So uli.
Uli.
Uli. Uli.
Uli.
Ulu. Ulu.
Uli. I am uli. Ulu.
Okay. Ulati.
Ulati.
Again, you gotta skip the wow sound. Okay. Ulati.
Ulati.
Ulati. Okay?
Yes.
Ulati. So three words. Say uli, which is pronounced
uli.
Ulu, which is pronounced
ulu.
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 Ulati, which is pronounced
ulati.
Ulati.
But are they all written different?
No, they are different in meaning. They are different.
No, I mean like they're written.
Huh?
Like are they written different?
Yeah, they are written different. So uli ends with ya. Ulu ends with wow.
So ulati like ends with spell Google.
That's clear. The fourth word. Yeah.
So like here, وَأَقِيمُوا الْوَزْنَ. Here is meme. Zama.
Yeah. We will talk about it the next.
No.
It's the next case.
Zama and it's alif with something on up.
I told
other
you.
Don't
we'll talk
have.
About it. It's the next case. Places. Let's finish these six words, okay?
Oh,
we'll
this come. Is Jesus.
So the next word, which the number four. Number four is kind of the same as the previous words. We have uli, ulu, ulate, ulae, ha ulae. You don't say ha ulae, no. Ha ulae, ula, 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 no. Okay, ula, no. It's written ula, but you gotta read it ula without the vowel. All right. This is number four. Number five. Number five is the word ulaika.
Ulaika. Sorry.
I said it at the beginning. Ulaika. So it's like, written ulaika. If you take a look, it's written ulaika. There is a wow. But you gotta read it ulaika.
Ulaika.
So review those five words. One is left. Uli.
Uli.
Ulu.
Ulu.
Ulaika.
Ulaika. Next one. Ulaika. Ulaika. Say his
لولتي هيز مهدي
اولا تي
نو منحل
يا منحل منحل اولا ايه
اولا
اوكي
نايم لولتو
اولا
اوكي نيكست وان اها ذير از انذر وورد ذيس از ديفرنت فروم ذا اذر وانز ساوريكم
بس السيل از واو
ساوريكم
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 ساوريكم بات يو غوت تو سكيب ذات واو سأريكم
وكتبنا له في الألواح من كل شيء موعظة وتفصيلا لكل شيء فخذها بقوة وأمر قومك يأخذوا بأحسنها سأريكم دار الفاسقين.
Let's review those six words. One. Uli. I will say the exact form, okay? You gotta read it without that stretching sound, okay? Okay. One.
Uli.
Uli.
Uli. Uli.
What?
Uli.
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 Okay, next one.
Ulu.
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 Don't stretch the sound. Ulu. Next one.
Ulate.
Ulate. Ulate.
Ulate.
Ulate.
Ulate.
Just the dhamma. Next one. Ulae.
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 Ah, the fifth one.
Mala.
Ulaika.
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 And the last one. Saurikum. Saurikum.
Saurikum.
So, Minhal Hussain, say these six words. Let me see if you have memorized.
Uli.
So, it is pronounced?
Uli.
Uli. Next one.
Ula.
Ula-e. It's pronounced?
Ula-e.
It's pronounced?
Ula-e.
Ula-e. Next one.
Ula-te.
Ula-te. It's pronounced? Ula-te.
Ula-te. Ula-ika.
Ula-ika, mashallah.
Ula-ika.
I think it's a Japanese word. Ulute.
Ulute Bashkiri.
It's not in the Quran. So.
No, Suki is a Japanese
word. Ulu. And the last one? Seen it had. Saurikum.
Saurikum.
Saurikum. So, Alhamdulillah, this one is well finished. Remember the six words, okay? So, inshallah, we'll take a break after reciting the salawat and giving thanks to IRL English Radio for this kind of Quranic sessions. In behalf of everyone, and maybe our brothers and sisters, they really think IRB English Radio in cooperation with several international schools network who hold this kind of sessions. May inshallah Allah Almighty reward them the reward of Jannah. Let's recite a salawat, inshallah we will be back.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان